This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kim Kardashian admitted she rebounded with now ex Pete Davidson to avoid the drama with ex-husband Kanye West. The reality star, 42, said, quote, "I definitely jumped into another relationship so fast. It got my mind away from, like, stuff, and that's not a way to, like, run from things." Unquote. Yeah, she sure can, like, pick 'em. Drake revealed the reason he hasn't tied the knot with anyone yet. The Hotline Bling hitmaker, 36, called the concept of marriage, quote, "a thing of ancient times. I don't think I can offer somebody what they'd be looking for, just consistency. I think my life, my work, is my priority," unquote. And that's why the hotline keeps on ringing. Ariana Grande is dating her married Wicked co-star Ethan Slater, and his wife Lily J was completely blindsided by the relationship. Slater and Grande have been filming Wicked in London for the past year, and sources believe Ariana's the reason Slater and Jay suddenly broke up when nothing appeared wrong between them. Now that's truly wicked. Selena Gomez has turned the ripe old age of 31, and she's almost a billionaire. Her net worth is estimated at around $800 million. The sales of her makeup line, Rare Beauty, has caused her net worth to explode. Just Selena's Rare Beauty blush, on its own, generated around $70 million last year. Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Makeup! In the real world, it would be pretty expensive to live like Barbie, especially when it comes to housing. Airbnb's life-sized Barbie Dreamhouse rental in Malibu, an all-pink mansion decked out in Barbie decor, is privately owned and isn't for sale. But if you're interested to know roughly what it's worth, we hear about $10 million. That's a lot of pink.
Dead or alive?
Matthew Fox starred in two hit television series, Lost from 2004 to 2010 and Party of Five from 1994 to 2000. Dead or alive? Alive! Fox came out of retirement last year to star in the limited series Last Light. He lives in Oregon with his wife and two kids, far from the rat race of Hollywood. Joe Jonas, 33, once had to make a mid-wardrobe change because he pooped his white pants during a show. Of course he was wearing a light-colored outfit. The singer joked that he has been able to work through the trauma of pooping his pants on stage with a lot of therapy. Yep, we love you, Joe, but wow, talk about a shit show. Megan Fox stepped out in a sexy outfit with fiancé Machine Gun Kelly for a date night in Calabasas, California, and the two seemed all lovey-dovey after their rocky period. Fox showed plenty of cleavage in her black lingerie tank, which featured lined cups, a sheer lace bottom, and tiny bows on the straps. MGK, meanwhile, wore some tasteless clothes. Jamie Foxx was back in front of cameras for the first time since his medical crisis, shooting a new BetMGM commercial in Las Vegas. After almost 4 months of recovery and rehab, he was in amazing shape, showing no signs of physical ailment whatsoever. The ad will begin airing just before the NFL season kicks off.
It's alive!
Idiot of the Week!
After Jason Aldean released the music video for the song Try That in a Small Town, he received a lot of criticism because it contains scenes that appear to be Black Lives Matter protests and actually violent protests from other countries. On top of that, it was filmed in front of a courthouse that was the historic site of the lynching of a black teenager. Idiot! Deadpool 3 has stopped filming because of the SAG-AFTRA strike. News of the production suspension came only days after Deadpool 3 provided audiences with a first look at the set, releasing a photograph of stars Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman suited up as Deadpool and Wolverine. Well, if the strikes are still going on, they can always wear those costumes on Halloween. Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire were spotted on a luxurious yacht as they sailed the French Riviera. They're part of a group called the Wolf Pack, and they wear matching wolf necklaces. That group also includes Entourage alum Kevin Connolly, Lucas Haas, Vincent Lareska, and Richie Akiva. I know they make us want to howl or puke. Lana Del Rey surprised fans when she was seen serving customers at a Waffle House in Alabama. The Video Dreams singer was working behind the counter at the Florence, Alabama restaurant in videos circulating on social media. Del Rey, 38, was dressed in the restaurant's server's uniform. Hey, not a bad idea in case this singing thing doesn't work out. Cillian Murphy insisted his Oppenheimer sex scenes with Florence Pugh were not gratuitous. The Irish actor, who stars as J. Robert Oppenheimer in Christopher Nolan's summer blockbuster, spoke about the scenes saying, quote, "They're perfect and Florence is just amazing," unquote. Oppenheimer was dubbed the father of the atomic bomb, which is not Murphy's sex move. The 1975 has been banned from performing in Malaysia after frontman Matty Healy kissed a male bandmate on stage, breaking the country's strict anti-LGBTQ+ laws. Healy took the stage at the Good Vibes Festival in Kuala Lumpur and gave a lengthy speech to slam the country's policies, followed by that kiss. Cancelled!
The Trash Bin.
Black Chyna is showing off her body transformation after having her facial fillers dissolved and undergoing surgery to reduce her breasts and butt. Oh yeah. In a series of photos, the stripper turned reality star promoted her luxury hair brand, Hearts Pure, as she flaunted her more natural appearance. Too bad they can't fix her foul mouth.
The news wrap up.
Netflix's average revenue per membership showed weakness in the most recent quarter. Amazon will launch Pay by Palm technology at all Whole Foods stores by year end. According to U.S. World News and Report, Lancaster, Pennsylvania is now the top place to retire in the U.S. Meta has launched its own version of ChatGPT called Llama. Vanna White said, L-L-A-M-A. The popularity of BTS is unstoppable. Jungkook's debut solo single, 7, which features Lotto, immediately hit the top of the charts. The video reached 100 million views in just 10 days, all of which contributed to Lotto becoming the first rapper to have a number one hit this year. 7 is also the second BTS-led song to top the charts this year, after Jimin's Like Crazy debuted at number 1 in April. You know, to most people, that would be pretty good news, but Jungkook admitted that he's never satisfied and that he used to be really hard on himself if he made a mistake. Well, he didn't make any mistakes with his new track, which we love. Here's Jungkook with the song of the week, 7.
Weight of the world on your shoulders. Guess your waist and ease of mind. I must be favored to know, yeah. I'll take my hands and praise your lights.
It's the way that we could ride. It's the way that we could ride. Think I'm meant to win another life. So break me up another time.
You wrap around me and you give me life. And that's why night after night I'll be loving you right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That was Jungkook with the song of the week, 7. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.